Portsmouth Avenue. Expect delays for the installation of intersection pedestrian signals. The city is installing these IPS at the following intersections: Bath Road at Lafleur Park, Concession Street at Kings Court Avenue, and Stephen Street at Patrick Street. Wright Crescent at Palace Road to Palace Road. Closed for a contractor to complete roadway repairs, pedestrian safety and access improvements, and traffic calming features on Wright Crescent. Norman Rogers Drive from Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard to Van Order Drive. Started on June 15th, and Norman Rogers Drive is still closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. This work will improve road condition, accessibility, and safety for all road users. The City of Kingston and Utilities Kingston are in the midst of a major reconstruction of Princess Street. This infrastructure project includes upgrades to underground and above-ground utilities, as well as improvements to enhance safety and comfort for pedestrian and cyclists. Berry Street from Queen is closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street, and Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William is closed to accommodate construction activity and staging. In terms of your Environment Canada weather report for today, we have got a high of 26 degrees with a 60% chance of precipitation throughout the day, dropping down to 18 overnight. That's a wrap for your afternoon news brief. Jesse Bell signing off and handing you over to Claire for Earworm.
Hi everyone, you're listening to CFIC 101.9 FM in Portsmouth. I'm your host Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. Today I will be interviewing Mavio Roy. He is Canadian. He is a Canadian artist specifically from Milton that works in the financial industry. He just came out with an album called Triple
T's
Down in April, right? Please welcome Abby.
Yeah, how's it going, everyone? How's it going? Thank you for the intro. That was funny. That was good. You got some info out of me that I wasn't expecting. But you got one thing wrong. It's not Triple T. It's TTT. It's TTT stuff. But Triple T actually passes, but it's not the name, but like...
T times three.
That's another extrapolation. That's not one that I've actually heard, but that's out there. That's creative. I might use that, maybe.
T times three? Or Triple T?
No, Triple T I've used, but like, I don't. That's not the name. TTT. Just call it TTT here. And it's not actually an album. Kind of. Let's throw the boundaries away. It's like an EP. It's a project. But I'll say it is part of something bigger, part of something larger, some more.
Speak on it
more.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I can say. My PR team might. I don't have a PR team. I do not have a
your
PR
manager,
team.
Your manager.
My manager, I don't have a manager. Where do I start to speak on this? Well, TTT Eastbound, right? It's about, you know, not actually, but it's a good guess. I feel like at first people would think that, like, okay, Eastbound, so you're talking about East Toronto, but like it's a little different. Maybe you need to know a little bit about maybe myself, so maybe I'll speak on some of the things that you introduced me with. No, not exactly. Not exactly. I like that you're guessing and you're trying to play along, but that's fun. A little bit more maybe about myself. I make music. I have been doing that since like 2019 in high school. And then I studied business as well. I was kind of going through that and went to school. I did go to Western. Western University is located in a little town called London.
And it's depressing AF.
I don't think that is the case. And I actually made a project with that.
Oh, okay.
It's called The London Tips.
Oh, it's already occupied?
Doing an interview, but that's totally cool. See what's up.
Do you want to say hi? Claire?
Cozy.
Sorry, what's...
Cozy.
Cozy?
Yeah. Cozy.
Cozy.
Say it to the people.
Cozy.
You're gonna listen to this.
Oh, there's a podcast?
Yeah.
It's gonna go on the radio.
Yo!
It's gonna be too loud,
oh,
but...
Oh, my bad. Hi, guys. My name is Cozy. Thank you.
This is the radio.
Yeah.
It'll end up on the radio, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've met you before, though.
Natech.
Sorry?
Abby, Natech.
Natech.
Yes.
Bro, what a sick name.
Thank you.
Natech.
Nice to meet you guys.
Oh, freeze your snaps.
Okay, thank you guys for dropping in though.
Yeah,
we'll have to get into this, our surroundings. How close are we?
Right now we're recording at the company, Cortex
of Village
Mondays. So that's why it's a loud environment.
And we can get into that. Maybe a little bit later if I don't keep getting deep.
Keep going,
deep
keep going.
Rails off this.
Yeah, no, you keep yapping, I'll sit back.
I'm sorry. I know this is supposed to be an interview, but like I'm such a yapper and like
you asked me about
the story and I'm like, okay, shit. Oh my god. Okay,
let's read.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. Alright. Rewinding that back. I went to Western University, it was in London, and I made a project about it. You know, I just started making music. I had met.
What was your project about?
The London tapes. It was. Well, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Okay. You're preemptive. So I met a really really great person in first year on the business club that I was in. I was an exec on a business club.
Wow.
His name's Stu. And he's actually been like my right hand producer, like best friend, like since, like that's been a blessing. And then I started making more music with him. Of course, at first, you know, high school, you're never really good and you don't know if you could actually take it somewhere. But anyways, I bought like
you
a little.
You met him in high school?
No, so I met him in first year of university, but I started making music in high school.
Okay.
So I started making music in grade 12. Or grade 11, I guess, but that time blurs up, pre-COVID days. But ultimately made that project kind of as a growing artist, growing student, growing human, not really caring too much about like, you know, telling an exact story, but really just giving you like a glimpse into, you know, a place and a time, which that was what the London Tapes was. So, you know, life went on, graduated London. I say I moved back to Toronto, but you actually called it out like crazy. I moved back to Milton. My parents are from Milton. I am raised in Milton, not born in Milton. I actually am born in Toronto, but St. Joseph's. So I guess maybe like Etobicoke border, but it's Toronto. I lived in Etobicoke. I grew up there, but then Milton. I'm back in Milton. I've been back in Milton for 2 years since graduating, and it's been cool. I work a full-time job, you know, business degree. I'm working that corporate life and then doing the music thing and trying to build that. And back to the original question you asked me, the Toronto Tapes. It's about what these last, like, you know, year and a half has been. You know, sort of like moved back into the city, working, you know, in the city, doing music in the city, wanting to live in the city, which, like, spoiler alert, move into the city soon, so that's kind of exciting. Finally gonna be out here. So it's been sort of that journey, that evolution. I know you asked what else is there. I don't know if I want to speak too much on it yet, but I did say it's something bigger. Shoot. I said shoo because there was like a fly in the room. You also asked about the eastbound thing, which I'm derailing myself a little bit, but basically, when I drive into Toronto, like I said, I live in Milton. When I drive in Toronto, I am driving east. So I'm heading into the city. The ambitions, the sort of like excitement, the sort of carefreeness of being like, okay, I'm going to the city, I'm going to make music, whatever, I'm going to work. Work is a little bit less. I'm going to make music, I'm going to have fun, going to do these things, see my friends, whatever. And it sort of carries that vibe. You know, eventually I have to come back home. So I'll say that and I'll let the people interpolate what that means until I'm ready to tell them anymore.
I get it.
You get it? You get it? You want to take a guess? Nah, if you get it, don't take a guess because then you're releasing
it. I feel like I am relate.
You relate,
like,
okay.
Like going to Toronto. Off the walls when
I'm
downtown.
Yeah. What did you do? I know this is an interview for me, but like,
what did I do?
What, what was your journey to this point? I'm switching to interviewing you.
It's fine.
I feel like if we're speaking about relating and like relating to things, it's like, okay, let me understand, you know, where your world's at.
Okay, so I went to Queens.
Oh.
Bible school. Yeah.
What? Can I say Walk Festron?
You can.
I mean, it's in Kingston, so I'm assuming like
they're gonna cheer. So I went to Queens for mechanical engineering.
Yeah.
And I was living in a house during not all years, but like
okay.
Moved houses in third year.
Yeah.
And then the people I was living with, they had connections to the radio station in Queens. And they were telling me how easy it is to get a show on there. And so I tried it and they gave a show.
Let's go.
And yeah, I kind of just been putting myself out there and asking, like, so. Okay, so I was going through like a breakup during that time too, and I was in the phase where I was just like, you know what, F it, I'll do this. If they say no, I don't even care. And so I was asking a bunch of artists to do interviews, and they all said yes, and that's where.
Sick.
That's where I am.
People
now.
Love talking about themselves. That's a good thing to ask people. Anyways.
I just love to converse with people and like connect with people. It's such a nice feeling to be part of a community and having that community feeling and connecting with others. So my first interview is Eric was my second interview ever.
Eric was your...
Eric Ryan.
But you said your first interview was... and then
Maria,
you said Eric.
Maria Torres.
Okay.
Yeah. But Kai was my first video interview.
Oh. Wait. That's an option?
Well, yeah.
Video interview is an option?
Yeah.
You could have done a video interview?
You didn't stalk me enough. I have another account. And you liked my story, too.
Yeah.
I
guess I didn't. Okay.
But they're short.
Okay, can we like do like a part two of this and do a video interview?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, stay tuned for that, guys. That's happening. It's just not this one.
But yeah, so it all started with Takes a Village, too.
Yeah.
Like their first event at Reed's Distillery. The first
inaugural
Takes a Village official event
yes.
ever. That's
when
I...
Many!
Yeah,
do you
want to
say hi?
Yeah. Oh, hey, what's up? Hey, what's
up? We met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killed it, bro.
Thank you,
dude. Don't swear.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, the bleep?
Oh, yeah, bro. You gonna be there,
what? Yes. Yeah. Well, is it... It's not this Friday.
Is it recording?
Oh, no.
Next Friday.
Yeah.
What's up? Is it Manifer?
This Friday's not...
Yes, it's Manifer.
Yeah. Next Friday. There.
I simmin' it, simmin', I keep a ribbon it, I keep a simmin' it, I take a ribbon.
Just kill us.
That was really
it was
good.
Like my deepest intrusive thoughts.
Good,
I felt that on like
rap?
A really,
really
connected level.
You felt that shit?
Like actually.
Like, where did you feel it?
Wait,
your head or your head?
Everywhere.
Oh god.
Simon,
you know, it's just like, it's like a skill issue, you know what I'm saying?
I don't have it. I can't do that.
You can't, bro. You have to
give it yourself. Cinema.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Don't get on here rapping. I'm stacking, making it happen.
I'm sacking, I'm rapping and making it happen. I'm sacking these papers and the papers are dripping. I'm
dipping at my asshole. I'm doing it. It's in gamble. I'm crazy, man.
You're insane. Like mentally insane.
No.
I love this. I don't know how much of this you guys are going to be able to hear, like, raw and unfiltered, but this was a lot of fun.
I'll do, like,
already a lot of fun.
I'll just
like,
thank you.
Please.
There.
Yeah, there you go. Probably going to fly.
You're not
fine. Every time I'm around you, I get really nervous. You're so talented and cool. And
yeah,
like,
honestly, I peed myself at the concert.
I did.
I feel really honored. Like, extremely honored. Yeah. And I want to just make more music with you. And you make music too, I'm assuming.
No, I don't.
No? Nothing.
I'm going to make this. You made this.
Yeah.
He made that.
These pants.
Shit. Dude.
Read this. Read this out loud.
Enough.
During working, I feel sad. When see beautiful girl, I am exciting.
Oh, so you're exciting right now.
Exciting.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am exciting.
I'm exciting right now.
You don't owe anything, right? You didn't buy anything?
No.
Okay. Go ahead, bro.
Take these, brother.
How's
it going, man?
Fuck, you alright?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's been a minute, man. I feel like I haven't seen you in like forever.
That's what everyone's been telling me. How are you? You alright?
Yeah, I'm good.
Toba, nice to meet you.
Tobin?
No, Toba.
Toba.
Yeah,
you crack singer. Another great singer. Sorry, if you hear me talking over it, it's because we're doing like an interview and you're just part of it. No, we're loving this. Like, people are just kind of coming in. It's great.
Fine, yeah. Sorry.
No, no, you're good. You're good.
Who's interviewing who?
It's kind of been a...
I should guess?
Yes.
Well, seeing as you've got a bunch of... You've got your phone open, I want to imagine those are your notes. And that you're interviewing him, is that correct?
What a smart observation. This guy's got it.
He's tapped in.
Are you a journalist as well, or...?
No, I...
We're trying to unpack that, actually. You'd be surprised. If you were hearing more of
not
this, you would have been like...
Not professionally, hey! Hiding here the whole time.
Hey. Say hi.
Hey.
This is good because this is like a takes a village.
Yeah.
Ex Abby interview and then the video interview will be like
at the same place. This should just be your interview studio. I know,
you
but then
turn this into a
studio. True, I can. This section here is just the gear room section.
Yeah. So you were telling me about your journalistic ambitions.
Yes.
No, I'm not professionally a journalist.
Who is professionally a journalist?
I just knew this song. This
all sounds so wise.
Have you ever gotten paid for it?
No.
Do you want to get paid for it one day?
Yes.
Well then, in my book, you are a professional journalist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any... Do you have any heroes in music journalism that you specialize in, yeah? Or
yeah,
just journalism?
But I guess, like...
Now I'm interviewing
cause,
you.
Because people say music influencers instead
yeah.
of music journalists.
Yeah.
So I'm into a bunch of music influencers, like...
Yeah.
That good
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, I literally...
You did it! You did
okay,
it!
Okay, but... 3-1, or...?
Yeah, we're keeping score, though. We're keeping score,
okay.
What did you do? So an inside joke?
No cursing allowed.
Shut up,
Lee.
Well, I mean, is it cursing if it's the name? It's like, a common noun.
True, it's a
proper noun.
They censor their own name as
okay.
well.
Well, I mean, but, like, say you were working for the BBC, for example, and you wanted to refer to it, you would put an asterisk. Or, no, not asterisk. An apostrophes. Different. You put an apostrophe.
Yeah.
This is
oh,
the name.
Like
people would know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
But like Adam Elkind.
Yeah. I'm familiar with it.
Yeah. So I really enjoy that group.
Yeah.
T-O-O,
great tastemaker.
One of them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Eric.
Yeah. Wait, Eric on the actor.
The comedian.
Yeah, that 100. He's also a musician journalist?
No, but he's just like, he has a talk show and
I have seen
it.
Yeah. Alright. There you go. You saved yourself there. It would have been 3-2.
Nardwar, obviously.
Okay.
But just his journey. Like, I feel like I don't want to copy his niche, but like, he started off with poetry and his dad actually wanted him to be a musician.
So, wait, your dad wanted you to be an engineer?
Well, he wanted to be an engineer.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Your father wanted to be an engineer?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I did it because I don't know what else to do.
Oh, so in addition to being a musician and a music journalist, you're also an engineer?
I'm not a musician.
Everybody's a musician.
Oh, but... My apologies. I thought he introduced you as a singer. That's what I heard.
Well, I sing,
yeah.
But like, I don't make music.
Well,
there's a fine line between
my vocabulary.
We'll see, if I even get a next song here. I'll be kind of
get in a song? You want to get in a song? Here.
I need to practice.
Just say the word right now. I'll get you on a track. I promise you.
I need to practice writing.
Don't you? I promise you. You can even just get there on this song and just say la 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 la. It's going to get in. I promise you.
Okay.
I know the producer.
He knows the people.
Which one? This one or this one?
All of them.
Oh, any of them.
Well, Jason's not producing the track right now. It's Troy.
Is he not?
That's Troy and the
A-Room is Troy, I think, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Sonia, yeah. Jason. Yeah. JJ. I don't call him Jason. That showed up on when he called me once. I was like,
he said shoot.
Yeah, I said shoot. Yeah. JJ.
JJ.
Pleasure to see you. Yeah. Are you sticking around?
Nice to meet you.
Hey, for it. I never hear you report on it, man. I didn't hear you report. I need to see it live in the flesh. I'm sorry.
Eventually. One day. Pleasure.
Sorry, your name was
Toba.
Toba.
Yeah. Yeah. Clint.
Toba. Yeah.
Exactly.
Nova Scotia goes hard.
That was amazing. Such a journey.
Yeah. I wonder how long that was.
Can you see how long we're at?
Yeah, we're at 22.
What are you recording on?
Reaper.
My boy Raghav, shout out Raghav Archive. He records on Reaper. He's the only other person who I know who records on Reaper, and he actually makes music on there. It's
that's funny.
Yeah.
Everyone at the station uses Reaper.
Oh, maybe that's what it's like in this
special class for.
Yeah, like podcasting. Yeah, okay.
So. And it's free.
Oh. So you do that?
Exactly. I also took a sound engineering for podcasting course.
Wow. That's cool. Like, at school? It's such a niche elective, but like, I love that. For podcast, that's what it's called.
Yeah, for podcasting.
Wow.
Well, that's awesome. Just like sound engineering, but like, it's mostly directed towards podcasting.
Okay, so the course name didn't have for podcasting in it.
Yeah, but it's mostly about...
That's still cool. I thought it was like, that was the name of the course.
But we did look at EQ and...
Yeah.
The sequencing.
Oh, sequencer too. Okay, cool. I mean, I'm not very well versed in...
Synth? Yeah.
Oh, you played synths.
Well, yeah, we saw the plugins.
Oh, okay.
To make a little beat.
Oh! Little beat? Okay, clear on
little
beat.
Yeah, little beat.
Okay.
Little beat.
We'll see.
Yeah. A little bit of beat.
Yay! Okay, get her on track!
Who wants me? Who wants me? Okay.
Where are we?
Shall we start the questions?
Yes, I think 25 minutes is probably a good time to start that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you collab with Cammy.
Yes.
Were you always a fan of Drake?
I love that. Absolutely. And Keanu's my brother. I love Drake, so
you're
this question.
Related?
Yeah. This is so funny. I don't know if you're doing this on purpose, because Keanu was on a talk show recently, and the interviewer was actually literally asked the same thing, because Keanu was like, that's my brother. And now you're, okay, that's cool. And you know what Keanu's
responding? What did he say?
Keanu was just like, that's my brother, and then he went, which is exactly what I'm going to say. He said, not actually, but we might as well be. So, yeah, we'll leave it at that. That's my guy. That's how we, I guess you also said that's just how we talk in Toronto. That's my brother. So, there you go.
That's my boy.
No. You say like, I'm pulling off my voice. But like, that's my boy. I don't know about that one. You could. You know what? I'm being way too hypocritical of linguistics. I think people should be able to say what they want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goop.
New.
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 Dude. Oh!
Penguinese.
Yeah, it's Penguinese. Guys, I'm so proud of this comment. Claire posted a dump, and one of the slides was like us performing. It was me, Kyle, Manny. We're up, and then Kyle was supposed to come in with his part after I finished my verse, and he like stuttered on the first line. It's like he didn't really know what he was gonna
do. No, he was not paying attention.
He just wasn't paying attention. Yeah, honestly, he didn't even stutter. He just wasn't paying attention, and then I had to come in and like sing the first line, and then she put that on a video, and then at the end of her dump, she had like a screenshot of Pengu, and it was like closed captions, Penguinese. I was like, oh, Kyle was about to speak Penguinese, so I had to stand
out. This is so funny, you're just explaining.
I love my comments. If there's one thing that people need to know about me, and you can ask anybody, this is verified, certified. You mentioned Keanu, ask Keanu. My comment game is A1. Like, I wouldn't even call it wittiness, because sometimes I wouldn't, because sometimes it's a whole mixture of, like, you know, the entire creative process. Right? It's like, it's like making a song. Crafting a comment and
you
making a song.
You should make a song about just your comments.
Ooh. Yeah. You know what? I might have to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to give you a credit if I make
that
song.
That's fine.
I'm joking. You'll get it, man. You'll get it.
No, you don't have to, because this is the proof right here. That
true. You can sue me. You could sue me. And then you can get a bag.
Idea.
And then we could split the bag if we don't.
Hello.
But you can't put this part on the podcast. But
yeah. Would be losing money. Like, what's the point?
No, you sue me, but then you get the bag, and then,
you did not do the math yet,
and then we split the bag, but then I have to pay, so.
So I'm just giving back.
You're just giving it back to me. It'd be fun, the litigation process. I've heard it's a good time. Yeah, maybe disregard that one. See, it's not wittiness. That's the thing. If I was witty, I would never have said that. It's not wittiness. It's just me.
It's just you.
Questions.
Silly you. Okay. So, what did you think about the Drake albums?
Oh yes. Oh yeah. Denny.
Hey.
Denny, come in. No, but please come in and say hi.
Is it an interview for your radio show?
Yeah. And say hi.
You know, I listened to the whole thing with Shawis.
Yeah, I know.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was a great interview.
That's what made me literally text you and be like, come on, interview.
Wait, I'm so glad people listened to the interview. Yeah, a bunch of people from Taste of Village just told me that they heard the interview, and I feel like that was like their first episode.
It was a good launch. And now it's gonna be big.
Good launch. I've been doing this forever.
Sorry. That sounded
it's a good launch here, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the greatest things about this group is that we started kind of lately, I feel, all helping each other's side projects. Because they all appeal to all of us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Like, I want to hear all of them. I want to hear all your interviews with people.
It's been really cool seeing how it like really starts to branch out.
Yeah.
For a little bit it felt like Village was just this thing that you go to, but now it's like, oh, it's bigger than the people.
I think it's at least twice as big as it was like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So
that you has to be moved here.
Yeah. I don't think it could have continued at the other place, honestly.
Yeah,
it was already like completely full.
There are days even here where it's like,
yeah,
you can't even really move around.
Like today.
Oh, it's that packed? Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited to get back out there and talk to people and cook up. Let's go.
I know, I'm holding it hostage.
No, it's okay. But
and then,
Danny,
and then I'm gonna come right back.
Should you?
Okay.
You're coming back here? Okay, sick. We'll get your proper introduction. And there's gonna be a question that we're gonna ask you. Because I'm running the interview now.
No, okay.
I'm joking.
No,
Drake question. You had a Drake question.
Had a great question?
Drake and a great. It was a great question. The first one was really good. Keanu, brother, Drake, GOAT inspiration.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Drake is a big inspiration.
Yeah, I would say so.
I feel like you could hear it in your music.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know how to take that always, of course, because sometimes.
like
yeah,
we're referring to the new stuff. Like his new stuff. It
yeah.
sounds similar to the music.
Okay, cool. I like that. I'm very happy about that.
You're happy about the new album?
I'm so happy about that.
Really?
I'm so happy about
that.
Okay. I think, without getting too much into it, I think, like, you know, Iceman is everything it needed to be and more, because like Janis STFU is like not rap. There's like a bunch of songs that aren't rap there, but they're still so fire and they like fit that theme. And like, yes, three albums at once is a lot, and you know, the average listening experience probably doesn't let you like really lean into any of the albums if you try to listen to them all at the same time. I still did that and I enjoyed them thoroughly, but I'd say like give it time.
Do you have any comments?
Drake didn't listen to it. Good. Don't be forcing to listen to music you don't. It doesn't speak to you.
You know, like the Fifth Amendment, like the right to not self-incriminate.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything more about Drake while I'm being recorded.
You know what?
This interview is gonna go viral.
I love that though, because it's like I'm not here to start beef. I'm not one of those people who are gonna be like judging you based on the music you listen to and your opinions on that. I feel like that's like that's cool. It's good. We can still see eye to eye on like so many other things. So yeah, not to get like too like political, but like I don't think that's a
big
deal.
Speaking of politics.
Oh, can we just do a Demi intro real quick?
Yeah.
This is kind of like a Takes a Village pot, like episode.
Yeah,
so just like yeah, come in and speak.
Well. How would you introduce me? Because I don't really know how to introduce myself. I don't know what my role
superstar,
is.
Superstar, parent, bass player, scientific nerd in the best way possible.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like that captures everything. Because it's like every time you've been here, there's been a gadget of some sort. I'd love that.
Yeah.
The Pokemon bag for like that's just he has a Pokemon tote bag. It's the coolest thing ever.
Right here.
That's your guitar case.
Yeah, and a sick guitar case. Actually, I haven't really even like taken a good look at that. That's really cool.
I usually hide it in here. That's why.
It was in the hallway one week, and we were looking at it.
Oh really? Yeah, I like flair. What can I say? Yeah, I mean,
anything to stand out.
I guess I would say,
like it's cool.
Village-wise,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, I came in here, I'm like, I love bass, but I only play in my bedroom. Like,
mm-hmm.
I met Corey through my girlfriend, and he gave me a pep talk at a birthday party to come in and start recording.
A pep talk?
Yeah.
Like,
well, he was like, look, I met a lot of, my girlfriend's name, Tiffany. I met a lot of Tiffany's friends who like say they play music, but like you can actually play. And it was like it meant so much to me because
mm-hmm.
I've been to many Takes a Village shows. I've seen you perform before I met you,
mm-hmm.
and really look up to Corey, like
yeah.
musically and what he's doing with Takes a Village is really inspiring for me.
Yeah,
kind of, you know. I think Corey and I both got to the point in our life where like, you know, what am I doing? Why am I here? What's my purpose here? And him building this community is like, honestly, it's really inspiring.
Yeah.
I look up to him a lot on that. Anyway, so I started just like playing music a lot here. Quickly realized like, you know, my musical contributions are valued, no doubt, but you know, I'm new at bass and I have other things to contribute as well. So I started leaning into my nerdy side, and I made this studio recording light. So when you come in, you know, when it's recording, the light is red, so you don't come in the middle of a take and loudly
so
ask
awesome.
For weed.
Like, so awesome.
Yeah, which happened. Yeah, and then also, like, I guess I have a really strong belief in, like, if you're in a place a lot, then you should make it better.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just trying to make this
community about,
giving
right?
Back,
yeah.
Yeah, giving
yeah.
back to
the coffee.
Yeah,
right?
I just went to go look for those filters on that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where they went. They're gone.
Put them over there
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, they're gone. But yeah, now I'm like, yeah, I've been here every week for like.
You have?
I come every week.
Yeah,
there's no exception.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
You
so.
Live downtown?
I live 5 minutes away from
here. Oh,
oh,
nice!
Sick.
Okay, so it's easy.
Oh, it's really easy. I just bought an e-scooter just so I can come
that's
here
so
without
sick.
Driving.
Yeah, yeah, this summer on the e-scooter.
And that'd be very fun.
Yeah.
But I think it's a really amazing community here.
That was such a great moment here. There was so much chaos. I feel like that was like...
I'm gonna go look for those coffee filters.
Okay.
Because I want some coffee.
Okay. Honestly, yeah, I'm down for it though.
It's right there, so you'll get some.
Perfect. Okay. So. that was great. Why is this like turning out to be like an awesome idea? Like a Takes a Village episode, or like, yeah.
So true. Well, they were doing that. They were doing podcasts.
Yes, they were. It's cool when it's kind of like open door and people come up.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
yeah,
kind of awesome. We found them.
Yay.
Let me close this guy for a second. I do have this. It worked.
Wait, let me fix my posture.
Okay. Middle of the interview, I'm recording this now. Now this is a video interview technically, but...
Technically, yeah, you have to also film
stuff. Oh, wait, I can do this.
Oh, true.
Okay, let's see.
Oh,
the light,
dark.
The lighting is not really
it's
doing
super dark.
Much justice here.
Claire, do you edit these?
I do.
This is going to be such a pain to edit this one.
Okay, good.
I actually don't even know how usable it's going to be as its own episode.
No, I'm just going to not edit it, actually.
That'd be
just
great.
Just take out
right?
The swear words.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And the clipping.
Questions still? Are there more?
No, that was my only... That was my only question. Okay, so speaking of politics...
Actually, wow. I love this.
Who
how
did you
this?
Vote for in the last provincial election?
Provincial election.
And also, which election was it? Did we like just get the right to vote?
No, I'm not a baby. I'm glad
crazy.
That you think that I'm a baby though. You know what? If I'm being really honest, like I'm not gonna get on here and like I didn't vote, and it makes me a bad. I'm gonna own up to it. It makes me a bad citizen. But like, when was the last provincial election? It was like.
Well, you were in university.
It was a year ago.
Right.
It was a year ago.
It was a year ago, so I was out of university.
It was right after Trudeau resigned.
Yeah, I have to say that that's just a fault on of my own. I have trouble balancing things sometimes, and...
What'd you do instead?
yeah, what'd you do that day?
Probably hung out with my friends and made music and did things that aren't as important as something that builds the very democracy of our country.
You'll vote next time.
I will. No, I 100%. And I have voted before. It's not like I'm like a serial non-voter. It's just this last time.
Yeah.
I actually genuinely didn't, and I wasn't gonna get on here and lie about it. You know, honesty is the best policy.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna look terrible.
So, how do you practice ethics on a daily basis as a business person, as a commerce person, as a financial working in the financial?
Okay. That's a good question. And you know what? If we're gonna really go there, I think, like, as a whole, sometimes I think about. Sit here because I still work in the corporate industry. It's a great place because I mean jobs and money, it's great. Sometimes you think about it and you're like, what am I actually contributing to for like society here? And like, am I just, you know, doing a job that's like perhaps, you know, some may think it's like trying to just take advantage of people, like the banking sector or any like financial industry. But I try my best to, like, you know, acknowledge those qualms with the space that I have, that other people have, and I, like, try to make most out of it. I really enjoy, like, my coworkers, hanging out with them. I have a group at work. Well, I had a group. I just switched my job. But I had a group at work where I used to work, and we call ourselves the Lunch Buddies. And they'd actually come to my shows. They came to my release party, and they were, like, front row. My boss, who is, like, of course, like, your boss coming to your show is already crazy enough, but, like, technically he would have been my boss's boss because, like, my actual boss had left a couple months before. So, like, somebody, like, pretty high up came and just watched me perform because, you know, there's a level of care beyond just, like, what we're there for. I'm doing any air quotation on, like, what we're there for. So...
Visually.
I'm like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so if I have to roll it back to the question, how do I practice it? I just try being a good person. I think, like, that's what it is. Try making friends everywhere you go. Like, I think that's such an important part of life as a whole. And, yeah, I won't even tie anything into the music there because I think that was just a good question on the, you know, life outside of the music.
you came out with a single with Colin.
Yeah.
Nilo. Talk about it.
Are we calling him Colin here?
I guess Nilo. Nilo Blues.
Yeah, another one of, like, I call him my brother as well. Great dude. Like, I haven't known him for as long. I think I literally met him, like, last summer. But yeah, we just connected, and he's just real. And sometimes, you know, finding that is a little difficult because we're in a space where people are vulnerable, and when, you know, multiple people in a space are vulnerable and they're not able to, like, express it, it's tough to, like, really be real. But he was. He's been, and I think, like, very similar trait to, like, the village and, like, everybody who I've, like, had a really great opportunity to meet. They're all like great people, and I think that's kind of what it comes down to. Anyways, you're asking specifically about Wide Open. I think Nilo showed me that song the first studio session we did together, and it had an open on it, and he asked me, and this is the first time I met him, and I just told him, dude, I have to get on this song. Like, I have to. I'm sorry. I need to get on the song. I love this song. And then we made it happen. He has a studio in Mississauga. We recorded it there. And then, yeah, we've just been hanging out ever since. I went to LA with him and, like, a few of the other guys. It was a great time. They were having a great time out there. I'm so excited. No, I'm not, actually, because they're not doing what we're doing here, which is a great conversation. That song is great. If you haven't heard it, go listen to it.
Yes, go listen to it.
Eyes wide open, turn up in the lost and found. I can't say the next part, but yeah, great song.
Yeah, we'll play it.
Yeah, I forgot that this is part of this. We're on the radio.
We're on the radio.
Yeah. I was gonna say something from the Drake thing, but I can't say it, so I won't.
Why?
There's a rumor. Too hard for the radio. Radio. There's a word in there. I'm leaving out. But.
Okay.
Jerk. Drake reference.
Drake.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I'm
kind of peeping.
Is that all you're saying about the song?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Like, love the song. Go listen.
Go listen.
Thank
go
you.
Listen.
Love you, Nilo.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So also, why are you so obsessed with Queen Street?
Great question. Like, the very fabric of TTT. I have been recording at a studio on Queen Street, and I started recording there when I was actually in university, and we, like, would come back for the summer. So we would start recording there even before that. But then it really became, like, a second home as I moved back and, you know, started working. There's been, like, sleepless nights at that studio. So it's not just the studio, I think it's the environment. Like, of course, Queen Street's known for being, like, such a vibrant, artistic place. I mean, some of it's not that great, but, like, you know, I love Queen Street. I think it's got a special place in my heart. It's been a special place in the project. It's got its own song. That song is actually slightly different in terms of what it's actually saying. Should I get into that or no?
Yeah?
Okay, so Queen Street actually is personifying the pursuit of music into a love interest. So I'm not actually talking about a girl when I say, just trying to get to know you better. Think I never ask enough. Honestly, girl, it's whatever. To me, though, girl, it's more than just... Something like that, where I'm kind of... It sounds like I'm kind of talking to this girl about, like, oh, I want to give you more. I want to do a little bit more for you. I know you think I'm doing a lot, but, like, I want to do even more. I'm talking about music because I wish I could give music my all. Like, I wish I could give it more, and sometimes I really, like, you know, go to sleep and thinking, like, I gotta quit my job. I gotta just go all into it. But it's a constant, like, sort of balance and struggle, and so that's one of the, like, I think core themes of things that I've, like, come to understand in the last, like, year and a bit. You know, being out of school, being an adult, working a full-time job. So yeah, that's Queen Street. That's why I'm obsessed with Queen Street. There's a cool little idea in there, I think.
Part of Queen Street, it's a long street.
So it's like Bathurst and Spadina, that, like, portion of Queen Street. Like, I've walked up and down that so many times from, like, the McDonald's right on the one end, and then on the very other end you've got, like, that, like, Turkish spot, and there's, like, a Tim Hortons on the other side. and there's like a Loblaw. Like, I could like literally recite you the street in like the order of shops.
Okay, do it.
No, I can't actually do it. I said you're calling my bluff, and I bluffed. I cannot do that. But in concept, that's how much I know the place.
Did you mention it in another song as well?
I did.
The song right after.
I don't know if it's the song right after. I mentioned it in where I say Queen Street Anthem Maker. Yeah.
Oh wait, no, was that the end of your
wall? Which one? Which one? Yeah, I might have. I might have mentioned it a few times. Maybe on DVP. Yeah, maybe. Yes, I did actually on DVP. I know the exact part. Yeah. There's a lot of swearing in that song. It's meant to embody the carelessness and like the ruthlessness that I kind of feel sometimes towards it. So like I'm being very aggressive and like almost like at times vulgar on that song.
Oh my gosh, you know there's a song by Puck called DVP as well.
Really?
You know?
You're gonna have to put me on.
It's a punk band.
Oh.
From
here. Oh, sick. I'm gonna have to listen to that.
Yeah.
I gotta get more culture with the city's current.
I guess everybody's angry on the DVP.
I guess so, right? It's like, that's what it exudes. Yeah. I don't drive on the DVP very often.
But when you do, you're angry.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I guess we're nearing the end of the
intro. No, I don't want this to end. Please, never. I actually don't. No.
Oh, wait, let me ask a question about Milton.
You can ask me a question about Milton.
Yeah.
Okay.
How was it
going
up there?
It was cool. I mean, I try to look back at all my memories and like remember the good. There was a lot of like, when you don't feel like you belong, that's like a word, there's a word for that for sure. There's a little bit of that because, it's, I guess like culturally, it was like culturally like about to get to the point where it was like starting to be like more integrated, but it wasn't there all the time. So there was like some of that element of it, but I think overall though, you know, I played soccer growing up, was on like Milton Magic, Milton Soccer Academy, had great memories of that, met like the best friends ever. I'm still like, those are like my like brothers that I've known since like grade 4. Another guy who's here, Kai Ellis, I've known Kai since grade 4.
No way!
I'm telling you guys, believe it or not, one of the first times I heard Kai rap, we were in a grade 4-5 split class, and there was a substitute teacher in, and he had this Adventure Time book, and he started saying, but he's like, I'm a buff little baby, I can dance like a man, and I promise you, I thought that was the funniest thing ever, and we got in so much trouble because we could not stop laughing for the rest of the day. That was one of my first ever interactions with this guy.
Wait, but he's like a different.
Malcolm? No, that's Kai El. You're thinking Kai El, I'm thinking Kai Ellis. It is kind of confusing.
I was about to say, I was like, he's literally a different age than he grew up
with. Yes, no, Kai El is also a goat though, like actually shout out Kai El. This is Kai Ellis or Malcolm, you know, like that's his actual name. I don't think he's gonna have a problem with me saying his actual name, but maybe he does. And maybe this, yeah. Kai Ellis and Kai El, both goats. Kai El, I haven't known that long. Kai Ellis, known for a minute.
Kai El went to high school.
You actually went to high school in Scarborough. Tell me about Scarborough.
Scarborough is big and they don't do it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't acknowledge it as a part of Toronto.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it kind of like Etobicoke vibes?
No, people acknowledge Etobicoke as part of Toronto. But they don't.
People don't say Scarborough. What's your thought on that? Scarborough part of Toronto?
So Scarborough was part of the.
Oh, it's part of it. It wasn't actually part of it.
Like Mississauga.
Yeah. He's got the facts. Well, there it is, I guess. But still.
But now it's a part of Toronto.
Yeah.
And
there.
And no reflect.
Yeah. You still live in Scarborough?
I do.
Nice. So you're on the east. Oh, I just got a beautiful cup of coffee from Denny. This looks great. This is like purple. Like, I love it. No, it's like a good purple. Like, it's not like a disgusting purple.
Mystery coffee. I found it in the kitchen. It smells so good.
Yeah.
It's
pretty good. Tastes like coffee. Can't complain. I will drink any coffee.
I'm more of a tea person.
You know, it's probably healthy for you. See it in. Thank you for the coffee.
Do you have any song requests?
Oh my god. I would have so many. I want to play all of my friends' songs because they're so fire. Depends on when you're dropping this episode or podcast, but okay, so I think there's a song coming out by Kai Ellis and Kian Rochal, two people we've mentioned on this podcast. Super fire song. It's called Miss Stone. That's a request I put in. And then I think it's on Friday. I don't know if I'm like the first person to say this ever, but like if people hear this anyway,
well,
the song's gonna be out. So yeah, exactly. So yeah, so I think so. So that'd be a request. And then some Drake if you wanna throw some Drake in there.
Like what song?
Okay, so I'm gonna say Iceman. I love it. So many great songs. But if I had to pick one song that I'd like say like I resonated with this so hard to the point where like I was like crying. Not actually, but I was like I wish I could cry through this. The ending of Gen 5. That's ending of
just
Gen 5.
Just the ending.
Just the ending of Gen 5.
Like you don't want
to. You could, but like you'd have to bleep out so much stuff and. The ending really captures it for me. Or White Bone, which is a song I think literally right after, which is like such a good song as well. Anyways, yeah. And then Wide Open. Maybe some of mine was if you want. If you want. Okay. And then if you want to play one off TTT, you can play.
The one that's the only one that's not explicit.
That's crazy that that one's not explicit.
Why?
I would say Who Am I is like the most like wholesome song, but I guess like I like have like a I guess like a swear word in there a couple times, but like it's the most wholesome song. So you can bleep that one out. But that might be hard. Maybe I'll send you a version of it.
Really?
I'll send you a version of it. Yeah.
Before Monday.
Before Monday.
For her birthday, said she wanna bet you're the blow. I said okay. Deficits and attention, got a spot taking in things we can mention. Had the math first glance, it was tension. Staying friends ain't no regular convention. Eyes wide open now, turn up in the lost and found. We love when the shit goes down. Flashbacks of my head between your thighs, wrap legs around my neck, then I bust it down. A lullaby. When you're with me, there's never a better night. Oh yeah, clouds up in the air, we rain control. But get stuck in the sand and lose some hope. Had enough of the club, I know. Now the sun's adding on, I know. Do it for the pride, no purpose. Then take it all back when it's hurting out. On the best I left. Say you suck when I touch the list. No, bad, no person. Fuck the screen time, I want you in person. Oh, eyes wide open now. Turn up in the lost and found. We love when the shit goes down. Flashbacks of my head between your thighs. Left legs around my neck, then I bust it down. On top of my head, no crown. And your mind, yeah. Still see a lot of clear to backseat Valentine's puppy love in a rear view. Tunes blessing, cut the music, wanna hear you sing. No instrumental, no, only sentimental.
You bless me, it's so easy, baby. It's fundamental, fundamental. Oh yeah, heels off like the clock struck 12. Peel off cause the time's all spent. Glass slipping might have caused yourself. Oh well, oh well. Said your mom don't know where you've been, but you know that she means well. And she wants you home once the day is gone, but I want you to myself.
Wide open now, turn up in the lost and found. We love when the shit goes down. Flashbacks of my head between your fine lines wrapped around my neck, then I bust that down. On top of my head, no crown. Ain't your mind yet, you're all eyes wide open now, turn up in the lost and found. We love when the shit goes down, flashbacks of my head between your thighs, red legs around my neck, then I bust that down. On top of my head, no crown, and your mind, yeah, you're all mine.
That you make when you with your girls at a club, you deserve the trust. Who am I to judge? Pictures that you take and post, they don't make you a slut. Baddest in the cut. Who am I to judge? If you coming home to me, why should I give a fuck? I'm trying to show you love. But if you ask for my opinion, shawty, I ain't insecure. I would rather you be you in all the ways that you prefer. Let it burn like the tires while we drifting in the ride. Cause you fire, girl, you fine. No other dime could change my mind. I be at the studio for 18 hours at a time. You don't even complain, you see the vision in my eyes. When I make it, I'ma get you everything you like. And you tell me, Abby, you already get me right. Decisions that you make when you with your girls at a club, you deserve the trust. Who am I to judge? Pictures that you take and post, they don't make you a slut. Baddest in a cut. Who am I to judge? If you coming home to me, or should I give a fuck? I'm trying to show you love. Girl, you know I'm high tonight. Keep your body on test, think big, slide it back, alright. Oh, and we gon' keep it dirty, bright lights. You a star, yeah, you are. It's touching, you love me, you feel so right. Talking, discussing the plans for our life. Put a ring on your finger, I'm making you my wife. Tuck it, you blushing, my baby, don't be shy. Who am I?
Write a comment.
Write a comment? Oh. okay. So if I were to comment on the post, if this was posted as a YouTube video or something, right, Instagram video, and I were to comment on it, I would say, life's like a violin. Sometimes you gotta play it bad.